Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind boys. You've got myself, Tommy Dasilo. You've got, wearing a VB gold hat, Ben Vanell.
G'day, dickheads.
Where'd you get that from, by the way?
My girlfriend gave it to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how'd she get it?
Opshop, I think.
Opshop,
she's a mad Opshopper.
Really?
Yeah. Loves
you gotta it. You've got to be passionate about it to get good stuff out of the Opshop, I
absolutely
reckon.
And that's why I've never got anything good from an Opshop, except for this, from a mad Opshopper.
It's very good. That would have been, a promotional tie-in
many
years ago?
Yeah.
They're good. They're really good.
So good.
We've also got with us, dressed all in black, with the accent of white sneakers, which I think is a very good look.
Yeah,
Adam Knox.
Yeah, I thought about it very hard. I've always wanted with Opshops to be one of those people you see news stories about every from time to time.
Oh, where they go up in, like,
they find like an old actual genius's painting, and they
like
a
an
very
Einstein?
Expensive painting.
yeah,
they buy it for like 80 cents.
Yeah, like a Stradivarius violin or something.
Yeah.
But or how like often is that really happening?
Well, you see it in the news, and it's like once every 6 months.
Well, according to Antiques Roadshow, like every 2 weeks. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I just never go to
once every 6 months. That's like really frequent.
Yeah.
For people to just be, does it really?
Well, yeah, because people don't know that they have it, and then like people die, and they or like they do know they have it, but then they die, and their kids don't know.
The kids don't give a shit, and it just all
they just get it all in op shop.
Yeah. How many Stradivariuses are there out there left at this point? But they're just always turning up in op shops.
Well, that's the thing. Nobody knows. They're actually very, very common.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't be worth a lot.
Yeah. The jig's almost up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're also joined today by, he's in town for the Comedy Festival, you know him from Good Game, he's been on the show before, Michael Hing.
Now this is podcasting.
Yes!
Got it in there!
Yes. Hing's got on, I like that t-shirt.
I'm loving this fashion report.
Really cool patterned t-shirt and tracksuit pants, which I gotta say, every time I see you during the day at Comedy Festival, you're always in tracksuit pants.
Yeah, I just love showing off that dick print. this t-shirt, for the listener, it is a pink, blue, and green sort of square block pattern with white underlay. And it was bought from the Ai Weiwei Andy Warhol exhibition, which I think is probably what those two artists would have wanted if they purchased the t-shirt from their art.
Yeah,
you know that the reason they've got that exhibition on is because one guy went op shopping and it worked out really well.
That's not true.
That's all the galleries.
Adam.
That's all the gallery is. It's just a giant op shop.
Yeah.
You can buy anything you want in there.
Yeah. I like that shirt. Now that I know where I can get it, is this a weird move? If I go to the exhibition.
Well, he's going back to Sydney.
Exactly, because you and I don't live in the same city.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I've had people do that to me before where they're like, where'd you get that? And I'm like, oh, from this shop. And they're like, okay, I'm going to go get it. It's like, what? Now I got to check in with you before I go to this party. So we're not both wearing the same thing.
Should we turn the tables a bit? Because Dasilo, you are dressed in, I think, football boots?
Not football boots. They're Adidas. Just
trainers.
All
yeah.
Right. White,
you
white,
play
black.
Football. Like you know what.
But
football
they
boots
have
look
they have
like.
A white and black stripe on them, which is football boot esque.
Well, sure. Okay.
You're wearing some chinos.
Yep.
A kind of a Japanese egg t-shirt.
A t-shirt with Gudetama on it.
Yep. Yes, Gudetama.
And a comedian's flannel over the top.
The comedian's flannel.
Yep.
It's got on the back, it's got an embroidered print of one of those old 50s style microphones that we all regularly talk into when we do comedy gigs.
You see like jaggedly photoshopped into the corner of a lot of...
I don't think we've ever talked about this on my other podcast, but Kyle Chandler, that is his least favourite thing. Like when comedy gigs will do, here it is, a new comedy night and the post is like some old
that 50s radio
Elvis style radio mic that you've never seen in a live venue before.
It's always a bad sign as well. Like whenever a gig at the risk of not getting booked at these gigs again, whenever
name
a gig,
and
King's Comedy has one of those. Has one of the. I've never been there. It's probably fine, and I've heard it's actually good.
I've heard it's really good, but yeah, they are a current.
But it's just it's the most obvious. Like,
well, it's like the first result for vector microphone image search.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or when the microphone's on fire as well.
Or when they've
that's
that.
Great.
Yeah. There are ones that have those little wind up chattering teeth.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are always.
Like, that's how you laugh.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Winding up the gears in your mouth. And then.
Yeah. I would love to run a gig where you have like 400 of them and you just
Tommy,
set them loose.
We do run a gig.
Let's do it. Let's have a night where we buy heaps of those chattering teeth.
Fuck.
And we just have them, we just let them loose in the crowd.
All right.
So going back to that 50s microphone thing, when I first started,
we're not going back to
room,
it. We're still technically talking.
When
about
when I first started a comedy room in like 2008 or something at uni, we were like, oh, that'll be great. We just do a Google image search for like classic microphone, put that on the poster, and then
why would you put classic?
Because it was like
this
an open.
This is why this happens.
Yeah, yeah. It's like an open mic.
Type in modern microphone. Current microphone.
It's like an open mic, and you think. Yeah. Like it's, anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
We can all agree it was a mistake, but then. We went one step further and we were like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we went and bought and spent like $300 on one of those microphones people could do. But the problem with vintage microphones is they have a vintage sound.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically everyone was doing comedy into like the tinny as fuck microphones.
Yeah, but see, I don't have a problem with that because at least you're putting your money where your mouth is. If you're going to have it on the poster, have it at the gig.
Well, they have one of them, or at least they used to at one of the gigs here, and they never used it.
Right.
It was always just standing in the corner at Speakeasy.
Oh, right.
They had one sitting in the corner, and they just give you a normal mic.
Yeah. Yeah. Great sound.
It was really weird. But you're right. It does sound very old-fashioned and weird.
Hey, what's this podcast about?
Video games.
Okay.
So when you said you did this at uni,
is
this... This is what I think about you. Didn't you finish uni like last year? Didn't you do a bit of a Van Wilder and you just like hug? I feel like the whole time I've known you, you've been involved with your uni in some capacity.
Yeah.
I've known you for like 10 years now or something?
Yeah, I've probably been in and out of that place working and or studying for about 10 years now.
Right, I just
it's real sad, yeah.
Thanks. I wasn't sure if that was a real thing or if that was just a misconception I had.
How many
in my
degrees
head.
Do I have? 0 degrees. That's how many.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I've had more jobs at this university than I have... finished degrees.
Yeah. Right. How do they keep hiring you then?
Yeah. Because I alternate.
You have no qualifications.
Yeah. The clever thing is I quit.
He's got experience though.
I keep alternating between working for the student union and working for the university. And then I kind of go back and forth as someone who had expertise. Anyway, now I've quit.
But aren't
all
they
that.
Worried that you're just going to be in there going like, hey kids, you don't need this fucking piece of paper. Take it from me. You can still get jobs out there without having... What have you studied?
Oh goodness, we can run down the list. I started studying... out of uni I was doing like teaching. I did... an acting thing. I was doing architecture for a bit.
Jesus.
You're a real Renaissance man.
philosophy. I don't know. There was just, I did like 40 different things. It was fucked. I did Spanish I went to Mexico and did Spanish for
what?
A while. Fuck. It was real dumb. Look,
architecture's the real, architecture's the odd standout in there for me. All the others are kind of like interconnected in some way. Architecture is like.
Architecture was like, I just started doing comedy and I did a review. And then I was like, man, I don't know if this is going to work out. So I like was like, I need to get a degree with a job.
Yeah.
So I did architecture.
Hey, man, this building
months.
That I did this review in was a piece of shit. I need to get out there and make this a bit better.
Anyway, yeah, so it was real bad. It was real bad my time at uni.
Well, Knox is a current student.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm studying again. I'm studying creative writing.
And Tommy, fuck
yeah.
hell.
Yeah, I'm current student.
I'm the
as
only
well.
Cunt here with a degree.
The one in the VB hat.
Yeah. With no job, yeah.
But your girlfriend bought you secondhand.
Yeah, I'm living it up.
Yeah. What are you studying?
Been playing a lot of Rocket League. I'm studying creative writing.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. How's it going?
Oh, I don't have
you
much
do it
of
online,
an imagination, it turns out. No, yeah, I do it online and it's fine. You know, it's actually really good doing it online. And it feels funny to think that, like, maybe I'll be using this degree to get a job in, like, a couple of years. And they won't know that this degree I earned almost entirely pantsless. I just have not been wearing clothes for, like, the majority of the work I've been doing. Feels real dirty.
Ooh. Man, by the way, so you live alone.
Yeah.
Me and Ben have never seen inside your apartment. And we were trying
to
speculate just before.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Michael, what do you reckon Knox's apartment looks like?
Oh.
We both reckon
for context, it's studio apartment, right?
Kind of. There's a separate kitchen.
Adam Knox, given the state of your life, how do you afford to live alone? I don't understand that.
I have found a lot of priceless paintings at shops. No, it's a real cheap place. That's why I live there. It's got like 1994 prices. It's crazy.
Oh.
And so it's good. Being knocked down in about a year. Yeah. The landlord told me that really fucking casually one day. He came around, they had to change some electrical thing for some safety law that had changed. This is last January, not the other day. But he came around and he was like, yeah, we just got to move... We got to move this thing over here. We got to change that. They'll come in on Thursday. Also, they're knocking this place up down in a year, so I'm annoyed I have to do this anyway. They got to move that over there as well. And I went, hold on.
So you being homeless was just a footnote. Like, it was just rolled in there really casually.
So is it above a shop or something?
No, it's above another apartment.
Right, okay.
I've been out the front, and that's the closest I've come to being invited inside.
There's nothing to see. It wasn't a slight or anything.
Do you have a bed as well as a couch, or are you just a one piece of furniture guy?
Great question.
I have a bed. I have a bed.
Detective thing.
I don't have a couch. I have a single easy chair.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's so comfy and it's fucking great.
So are you one of those guys? Because you said you've been doing your degree pantsless. Do you kind of come inside and one of the best things about living alone is you walk inside,
pants,
close the door,
pants off.
Come off.
I've bought a dozen tearaway pants just so I could get home and make that process.
I picture you just sleeping in a big hammock like Baloo from the Jungle. what I think of when I think of you in your house by yourself.
I bought new bed sheets not that long ago. And
me too. How good is it?
It's fucking great. And they're really soft and they're a watermelon and it looks like I sleep in a watermelon.
You're...
What do you mean?
What?
It's like the pattern of a watermelon.
Oh, okay.
You are Baloo. You're in a jungle.
Yeah, it's great.
I wouldn't have picked that, I've got to say. Yeah. I would not have picked that.
Yeah, it's great.
It's like one of these little kooky sides of Knox that we didn't know
about.
Sleep
in a watermelon and then in like cotton sheets.
I sleep in a race car. Actually, no, I sleep in my car.
Yeah. I sleep in a watermelon.
It's great.
Knox, do you have a current partner of sorts who comes to your house to sleep with you?
No.
Okay.
Watermelon, though.
I was wondering.
What about that little Mowgli boy you're always fucking?
I was wondering if the watermelon was an outside influence or if it was a choice made by you.
Nah, I saw it.
That's why it's
cheap.
So delightful.
Right.
It's just
it was cheap. It wasn't a present from a girlfriend or something.
No. I just thought it'd be fucking cool to sleep in a watermelon, and boy, was I right. It's fantastic. I've never slept better in my life, honestly.
This is the best thing I've ever heard about you. This is so good. But
A man dressed like a stagehand sleeps in a watermelon.
Yeah, it's very good.
Oh, well, time to get out of my big watermelon and go and do my show called Chimp Cop at the Comedy Festival.
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
I reckon you keep it pretty messy down there. That's what I think at the moment
because I haven't had a lot of time to clean it up because we've been very busy. But it's just clothes on the floor and shit. Like, it's not it's not any depressing.
Do you smoke inside?
No.
Good.
That's disgusting.
Good. I reckon there would be... I'd be interested in the smell in that place.
Mm. It smells
because I would believe that there would be a smell that... You know, you're never aware of your own smell because you're in all... Yeah. I would like to go in as an outside influence and get a whiff of what's going
on. No, I've been told it smells fine.
Who told you that?
The watermelon delivery guy. No, it's fine and I like spraying it and stuff. I keep it pretty clean.
Can I ask about your home life as well?
What's the fucking... Do you suspect me of a murder or something? Why are you trying to figure
out... By the way, spoiler alert, none of us have been playing video games in the last week.
I would like to know what your eating habits are like. I suspect it's...
Take a fucking flying guess.
I reckon 2 out of 3 meals are just snack foods.
Well, no, not that. It depends.
Did you say Allah?
I'll edit that out.
I eat halal.
I went to a halal charcoal chicken shop the other day.
Yeah. Good. Did you get a snack
great.
Pack or did you get a...
No, but I have got a snack pack before.
Snack packs are good.
I have one the other
being
night.
Stupid about them when really everyone started going, oh, halal snack pack.
Oh, they're
good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
Delicious. No, like I just got like a fried chicken burger.
Mm. Ooh. That's pretty good.
Delicioso.
Anyway, what do you put in your body?
So, if it's something that I've bought... I've been making salads lately because I have actually been trying to like Caesar salads I really like, but without much dressing.
Yep.
Or just like fucking pasta or whatever, like real simple shit.
So
I'm not good at cooking.
You are making your own food,
but not really at the moment because we're out weird hours and stuff. Okay. I've been eating a lot of shit lately.
I've pretty much had like 7-Eleven pies 3 meals a day
it's
for a
awful,
week.
Awful, man.
Yeah. Fucked. During comedy festival, I just eat like garbage.
Man,
yeah.
I really feel like I've blown out these last. I really am feeling like because like. It's always, I feel this way every comedy festival.
Yeah.
And then I look back on photos of me from the end of the festival the year before, and I go, boy, those were the days. Look how slender you were. You thought you were fat back then? Nah, this is the real...
Well, because you feel like you're eating badly, but you don't notice you're eating less than you might normally as well.
And I say this every year. I think there's a lot to be said for the... You are walking around a lot, and just the adrenaline of like getting ready for a show and during it. Yep. I reckon that actually... does like a lot of work for you.
Yeah. And all the fucking we do. Yeah. Oh, man. Come on. Hey.
That is a messy watermelon.
But even, and also
a lot
like
of cum on
out,
that watermelon.
A lot of seed.
Going out and drinking a lot. Nick Cody was saying this to me a while ago that like the good thing about drinking a lot is if you then have...
Wait, Nick Cody had something good to say about drinking?
If you just have 2 days of not drinking, all of a sudden you feel fucking shredded. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. But that's because like the baseline is you feel like terrible.
Yeah. But that's just what life is. Just like work out your baseline. Yeah. Make your baseline real shit.
Tell you what's great about running headlong into a wall all day, every day. The first day you stop doing that, you feel amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't understand what the contention is here. So you're listening to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind boys with Michael Hing, and we are deep into the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yeah, what's it, four days to go?
4 days left. Yep. This is the Thursday of the final week?
Yep.
And I feel like last time we got together, we were a little bit run down.
Yeah.
You guys did one separately without me in the first week, which we received feedback that it sounded like a suicide note.
Yes.
I think last episode we actually had a lot of stuff to talk about.
Last episode was great,
We were feeling it a little bit. I feel like this, we're all feeling good. Are we all feeling good?
I'm in a good mood.
Started our show? Maybe we were like one day or something.
Does everyone, the listeners, know about Little Mr. Dasilo's?
Oh yeah,
bloody award nomination.
Little Golden Dasilo
award nomination.
Biggest dumb cat. Now.
Yeah. Well, these guys, you Chimp Cop boys, got a very very nice review this morning from a comedy reviewer who is known for. He doesn't hold back.
He's very honest.
Also, he holds everything up to the same very high standard. Mm.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't match that, he is not backwards in putting the boot in.
Who is this reviewer?
Steve Bennett.
He has put the boot into me several times.
Me too.
Put the boot into me very hard about 4 years ago.
Yeah. Yep.
And so I was incredibly nervous.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And so that when you cop it sweet from him, it's kind of like this real long game where it's just then when you eventually do get a good one from him, it lands so much better because it's like, you know what I mean?
It's an abusive relationship you've described.
It's the brick wall analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
He's a slab and he's just like, you're drinking him every day for 4 years.
Yeah.
And then one day you don't drink him and you feel great. Yeah. But so you guys got that. I feel like we're all, we're in good. How are you feeling? Have you coped with the
whole
thing?
Great. This has been the best comedy festival I've had, best time I've had at a comedy festival.
Great. Because you have the added thing too of, not only the stress of shows every night, but you're, you know, coming in from interstate, away from home.
Yeah, which is actually kind of a relief because I'm staying in South Bank in a nice place with comedian Susie Youssef and Mel Buttle this year. They're very lovely to stay with. Everyone's super chill. We've got a no reviews inside the house.
I like it.
Oh, very
which is
nice.
Good. You can't read reviews inside the house. We got to do the Good Game live show at Town Hall, which was nice this year. And that kind of offsets all of the rest of the money I'm losing during this festival, which is kind of nice.
So let's talk about that. I'm going to have to insist that 17 minutes in, we talk about video games at least tangentially.
Sure, sure.
So you do this, Good Game has done this pretty much every year, right?
Yeah, for the last few years. This year, we're doing it in Sydney. We've done it around the place with EB Games, et cetera. We've done a few times.
So big live show.
It's like the kind of like one sentence pitch of it is Spicks and Specs, but for video games, basically.
Right.
Little theater sports games and quizzes and stuff.
Mm.
And it's the team from Good Game and then some comedy guests. And we just chat about video games. And it's really, really fun. Like, I'm amazed. I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm still thrilled that anyone comes out to this thing.
Because
it's like, you just, like, some of the people, they're not comedians. They're just like, they're presenters on TV. Then people are like, I'll go watch this. And so the bar for what is considered a joke is quite low. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because the audience they don't expect me to be funny because they don't think I'm a comedian. They just think I'm a guy from telly or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
In many ways, they're correct.
Yeah. Don't worry. Thank you, Steve Bennett. so having a fun time, right? Just yeah. But it does feel kind of cheap sometimes because you just go, "Oh, Zelda," and you always go, right. "Ah,
yeah. Yeah, sure, but that's like what's the joy of? Like, I can't wait to do a live one of these because it's like, this is why we started it because it's fun to fuck around with something that you know very intimately, but is not you couldn't get away with doing it at a gig or whatever.
Yeah,
so
I'll
lift
like your butthole.
What?
Jesus.
Well, it's fun to fuck around with your butthole. You couldn't get away with doing it at a gig. It was a perfect analogy.
Jesus. I think we're learning a little bit more about what Knox does in that house.
Yeah. Getting a very different idea of what your apartment looks like now. Oh, my goodness.
Seeding the watermelon is what I call it.
Oh.
Jesus.
A lot of cum on this butthole.
Too much?
Nah.
Just the right amount, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the way they structure the whole thing, it's like a quiz show type thing, and there's two different teams. But because the first couple of times we did it, because they're gaming nerds, the people who run it, because they're like, they everything needs to be like perfect and like, you know, the scores need to be exact and the winner must be the winner.
Right. Okay.
And the first couple of times we did it, it was like that. And I was like, oh, hey, guys, because this is a live show, we might want to consider losing some of the competitive element in order to entertain the audience.
Yes.
They're like,
yes.
Oh, really?
Isn't that what happens to like every panel show after a few episodes? They go like, oh, wait a minute. Let's forget about the game.
Most panel shows start with that as well because the score is definitely should be secondary in a fun way.
Anyway, so Good Game Live was super fun. If you're listening to this in Sydney, we're doing it at the Sydney Town Hall in late April. Why not come along to that?
Do it.
What else you got going
Sounds
on?
Sounds like a great old time.
Yeah.
So you did. Anzac Day.
Do you want to talk about this? You did a dating show in the comedy festival.
Well, can I just quickly ask first what kind of questions they're asking at this panel show? Is that all right? I want to do a couple. If you remember,
I'm not going to allow it. Sorry, Knox.
Oh shit!
it's a lot of like there's a couple of different rounds that they'll do things like there's like a Whose Line Is It Anyway style round where they give you like topics like let's do a speed round right now.
I thought we could just steal some of their content.
All right, so one of them was rejected Nintendo characters.
Oh okay. King. Pooper.
See? Okay. That's the kind of...
pretty hard. This is difficult.
Star Pig.
No, that is one, though.
Is it?
Genuinely.
Star Pig?
Really?
Like, there's Pigma on Star Wolf's team.
See, this is what I mean. Sometimes you've got to let go of the fat in order to enjoy the joke, Noxie.
I think you'll find...
Okay,
speaking of letting go of the fat...
Oh! Well, I was going to say Fat Peach.
Fat Peach. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm going to come back to this because I'm really not happy with whatever shit when I said before.
Anyway, so
well, we've already talked. You know what?
We've done secondary rejected Mario.
You could have worked in a bit of
Wah
Peach gear.
You were here.
We
That's
did.
Right. Wah Peach was.
Well, kind of. Yeah, it was Wah Peach. Yeah.
Yeah. Wah Peach.
Wah Peach would be fat like Wario.
And then did we talk about, I don't think we talked, because I haven't been on the podcast since then, that I did a gig after that and then a guy tweeted at me being like, oh man, I can't believe you did Wah Peach gig.
I saw that. Yeah. I can't believe it. Like, how is that?
Of course
you can believe it.
Yeah, it didn't land well on this.
Wah Peach was she's real dirty.
Yeah.
She's like, come and fuck me, Mario. Put your fucking little button mushroom in me, fucking. Yeah. Oh. I wanted to
That's
exist.
Mario's cum sound.
I gotta, I gotta draw it. I gotta draw up Wah Peach.
Yeah. Get into it.
Make it happen.
Anyway, so those are the kind of things. You do a bit of trivia and stuff. They often show like old posters of games from like the 80s, and you've got to guess what kind of game it is.
Oh, that's
cool. That's great.
Yeah, it's basically everything that you would have seen in Spicks and Specks, but redone for video games.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. They're both owned by the ABC, so it's fine.
That's weird then that, like, because the TV show isn't like that.
Oh, no, the TV
show
isn't.
Why don't they make an offshoot of the show that's like that?
Oh, because
too hard to find guests, I guess, on a weekly basis.
Yeah, where would they find comedians who are into video games? I don't know.
No, I don't know any.
I think the ABC thinks... I mean, I'm speaking for the ABC, so I probably shouldn't, but fuck it. I reckon they probably think that Good Game exists well as it is, and this thing is like a special thing that people...
And you can overexpand on things and water it down too much.
Fingers crossed 2017, let's make this happen.
So, you did this. There's a friend of ours, Dave Warnicki, is running a blind dating show for comedians, which, by the way, I did the first night of it, and he emails me and goes, like, he's run a bunch of different quiz shows at the comedy festival. They're always very fun. I like Dave a lot.
Yep, great show.
Yeah, so he asked me to do it. I'm always going to say yes to him because I think he's really great. So he goes, it's this blind dating show. I go, great. I turn up I didn't know this. It was called The Lonely Comedian's Dating Show. Yeah. Which, you can't ask people to do it and then have this like really mean thing in the...
You want to come do my panel show and then you get there and it's like called The Bunch of... And I can't think of it not
the
too
stupid
offensive
The Stupid Cunt
word.
Super Show. Yeah. Like, it's a big stitch up.
And especially given your kind of, in the last year, you're kind of, not public, but like people in your podcast who listen to your podcast would know about the breakup and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And the very thing that happened. Like, this is really on brand for you. The Lonely Comedian.
Well, I just talked about that in the whole show. Like, I just made that a bit a running.
Did you
bit
win?
Of, no. Of course not.
Noxy was on the night I was on.
Yeah, because they do two sets of people. So I wasn't competing with you
No.
the thing. But and I didn't win either.
You didn't win? Who won your round?
Sonia Diorio won my one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So, but like, by numbers vote as well. They give you the option to, because you do in a bunch of questions and you get a point for each one or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
And she won on numbers.
Yeah.
Because I think the woman didn't want to pick any of us.
Right. So it's a real head versus heart. You think if she'd gone with her heart, maybe she might have chosen you.
Apparently her friend thought that I was cute, but I ran off afterwards in shame.
How did you find this out that her friend thought you were cute?
Because somebody else who was on Angus
sounds
told
like
me
a
that
lie if you ask me.
Angus told me it. Nah, I know it for sure.
You had to get home to Skype your girlfriend who lives in Canada and is a supermodel over there.
Yeah, it's true. Her name's Miranda Kerr. She bought me the watermelon thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lovely.
As a guest on this podcast, I feel like I'm still finding Noxy funny in a way you guys aren't. Is that...
Yeah. No, I find him funny.
Yeah.
I just also find it funny to pretend that I don't find him funny.
He said that,
I don't find
you
that
look
funny.
Real sad, and Dassler just put his like fingers to his nose. Just
I don't know how I feel about Nox. I gotta say, it's like I feel like I'm just constantly he's a looking mystery at a magic eye painting where I can't quite work it out. Like I've never been able to do him, but I know if I persist long enough, surely I'll just, that part of my brain will unlock and then one day it'll all become clear to me.
Yeah, good thing he left the room so we can talk about this. But anyway, yeah, so we were doing that and then Hing was on and you didn't win, right?
I did not win. I did not win.
And then...
Even though...
Well, okay. So, again, they couldn't see any of... What happened? Fuck you, first of all. Second of all, it was a young lady who... And they asked her what her favourite television show was. And the first thing she... And she was like, my favourite television show is Good Game. And then everyone in the audience kind of laughed because they'd seen... Not that they would necessarily watch the show and know me from that, but... On the poster or whatever that they'd written out the front of town hall, it had said I was. Oh,
that's
not
your,
poster,
that's
on the
your credit. Yeah.
Dave and you're wearing would have said it in your intro.
I think
or whatever.
So, maybe. Yeah.
And you're wearing a T-shirt with the Good Game logo.
I am
on
Michael
it
Hing from Good Game.
Yeah. Holding a sign that said that. I handed out flyers for the show. And my laptop just showing ABC iView clips. Anyway, so it got a bit weird after that because I thought the joke was for me to turn up because I have a girlfriend and I was going to be like, bro, I just turn up to do stand-up, la 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 la. But then everyone else, but I did that thing where you fixate on a joke and you're going in one direction, but the whole show is about a different thing.
Mm. Yeah.
So I kind of ignored it. And then I think that even though she said she was a huge fan of the show and said she like thought they were so funny and the blah, 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 blah. It just came down to the end where I was just, I gave so many bad answers. She was unwilling to forgive the terribleness, despite the fact that I'm on her favourite television show all the time.
I asked him what his favourite date idea was and he just kept saying Donkey Kong again and again.
So she didn't.
One of the questions was, "Have you ever been in love?"
Yeah.
And I said four times, right?
Yeah.
And then for some reason, that answer was like weird and like an autistic for everyone in the audience, and they like just they openly mocked me. I don't know what happened.
Is that true? Has it been four times?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I don't know how I feel about that. Is that a positive or a negative? I don't know.
Or maybe it means you've never actually been in love.
Well, this is what someone said. They said if you've been in love four times, is it real love? Mm. And then I jokingly said, well, maybe it's only two times. And then they were like, well, what is it? Huh? Do you not know what love is, you little boy?
Yeah, okay. They
were angry at me.
Yeah, that's very strange.
Yeah, look.
I definitely have redacted in my head my feelings about...
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, at the time I was, but now I realise... Mm-hmm. I don't think I was.
I now think I've never been in love, but if you'd have asked me at different points in my life, I would have said anywhere between 2 and 19.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Not 19. That's a crazy number. That's an insane amount of times to be in love.
Maybe
but
two.
Me and Miranda
Kerr
are
four.
Getting along real well now.
Miranda Kerr.
Miranda Kerr. I think we might be in love. I don't know. She's a...
She a fan of Good Game?
Oh, no. She's never seen it. She lives in Canada. But she's...
It's on YouTube.
What's her shoe size? What's her shoe size?
Shoe size? About 18.
18.
She's like a big lady.
That's
or small.
Really big.
Yeah. She's been to clown school. She's been Gollier. That's how I met her.
You know, the funny thing about clown shoes is that the reason they're comedic is because they're bigger than your feet actually require.
Yeah, no.
Mm. So for her, it actually isn't
but
size
she still
18
does
foot.
Wear... She's only got a size 16 foot.
That's funny.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I get it.
It's very difficult for her to walk down the catwalk in a modeling job because her shoes are just way too big. They're just a silly... She does it on her hands because she's very acrobatic, which, tell you what, very interesting in the bedroom.
In
she
what
refuses
way?
To sleep with me. I'm gonna stop bothering to do this. There's no Miranda Kerr.
I'm crossing my eyes, just trying to make sense of this. I know I'm gonna see it any minute now. I think I'm gonna move to Gollier after comedy festival.
Do you have to do an exam? Is there an entrance exam for Gollier?
Don't you just pay a lot of money? Is that?
Oh, I think you have to like not be very good at stand up in the city.
Calling him out.
No, I'm kidding. It's become my new favorite. There was a point where every festival there'd be four people going, I'm going to move to London after the comedy festival. Yeah. It's like, no, you're not. Yep. Get over yourself. Yeah. No one cares. Yep.
Shout out to Doug Gordon.
Clown school is the new. Hey, I'm going to go over there. Yep. I'm going to come back, and everyone's going to be like, just wanting to get on the D.
Having said that,
I'm going to be being abused by some old cunt is going to make me so good at stand up.
Having said that, the comedian Tom Walker, who I don't know if you guys know, he's a very, very good friend
of mine. He went there.
He was a terrible stand up comedian. I say that as his best friend.
right.
Just woeful.
Right.
Went to Gollier. And was always a really funny performer, but just was not a very good stand-up.
Yeah.
Went to Gollier and actually found like a thing he's good at.
And now he's nominated for Best Newcomer.
Yeah, not deserved. Not deserved.
And he's in Feeble Minds, which is a show that I saw that is hilarious. Mm. So, all right, let's actually talk video games.
Yeah, sorry about all that Gollier stuff.
So, I'll open up the bag here. This had kind of passed me by until... this morning, that Ratchet and Clank game is out like next week. And
right, apparently it's great.
Yeah, I've never played any of them before. That was, you know, deep in the time of me not having a PlayStation or anything.
Yep.
I knew there was like this new one coming out that was a tie into a film.
A reboot of it, right?
Yeah, like it's a reboot of the first game where they've kind of also incorporated all the sort of mechanics from the new follow-ups.
So I never played Ratchet and Clank. It's a platformer, right?
It's a platformer where you have weapon, and it's totally. I remember at the time when it was first out, it looked like it was totally up my alley, like 3D platformer, cute cartoon characters, which I love that kind of stuff.
Is it related to the Banjo-Kazooie world?
I think it's like the PlayStation version.
It's
by the people who made Spyro.
Right, okay. Right.
It's the same people as that. Yeah.
So I watched the video review of it on IGN before I came in here. People are loving it. Mm. It looks great. It looks incredible. Like graphics-wise, it looks incredible.
Yeah.
And it's just the timing of it. It's out next Wednesday, like straight after festival. So I'm really excited to go in on that. It's great when a series that has just passed you by, it's like, here's an easy entry point.
Yeah.
I was a little sus on it because I was reading that it's like, there's a movie coming out and it's like tied into the movie. And I was like, ew, boy.
Pixar style animation kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks really fun. And have ever played it?
No.
Okay.
I think I might have played a little of one once or something. I can't, but no, not really.
Yeah.
By the way, did that guy, should we talk about this? Did that guy end up sending us that voucher?
I don't think so.
He was going to send us $200 to buy new games and review them.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
but I don't think we ever got it, but that's all right.
I did give him Knox's address. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh,
I had a weird guy show up at my house just banging on my door, go, let me in.
Hey, I've got a $200 JB Hi-Fi voucher here, or you can have these watermelon bed sheets.
Oh, no. What's in this box? has there ever been a movie game dual release or where both have been good?
Has that happened before?
Well, even you know how there's like Lord of the Rings movie to Lord of the Rings game.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man game.
Like a licensed game.
Has that ever happened? Yeah. Like the Lord of the Rings was the Lord of the Rings game was all right. But that was like years after the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
The third one was good, right? Yeah. The Return of the King one that was just sort of a beat 'em up type thing. I remember.
Well, like, there was like, wasn't there a strategy game for a while?
Are they legitimately good, or are they just good in the way
I think
that
they
like
are,
for a licensed game, I guess? And the Lord,
I think the Lord of the Rings ones are good, but they weren't like a dual release tie-in thing.
I remember it wasn't good, but Enter the Matrix tied in very heavily to the film.
I liked that actually.
I remember.
Was there good world building?
Hated.
Was there good canon in the?
Well, there was stuff in the Matrix Reloaded where suddenly was it Niobe was Will Smith? What's her name?
Yeah, something. something like that.
Do you guys ever think that we could be living in the Matrix?
Well, man.
Holy shit.
Like this world that we're in right now. Wouldn't that, and that's, they'd make that movie to make us think that we weren't.
Hello.
I want to like get in and make references, but it's been so long since I've watched it that I can barely remember anything about it.
The only reason I remembered to do the phone thing is because I watched that, someone made a whole bunch of videos putting Dire Straits' Walk of Life as the like building to the ending credits song. Yeah. And so I watched the Matrix one. It's really, really funny.
I watched a conspiracy, or no, a fan theory video about the Matrix the other day that someone just shared on Facebook. And it had been so long since I'd seen any, like, just any even clips of The Matrix. And it reminded me, I'm like, I should go back in.
It's great. I watched it about 6 months ago.
Does it hold up?
Absolutely. Okay. It's really, really good.
All of them or just the first one?
Just the first one.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Because this was for the second one that the tie-in game was.
That's right. It was
for The Matrix Reloaded.
But then they went fucking crazy with that. In addition to two sequels being interconnected and being filmed back to back.
There was an animated one.
The animated ones were great. Yeah. I remember liking them a lot.
But I will say that I think being into the Animatrix was like a real kind of like medal on your chest if you're an insufferable wanker.
Yeah,
2003.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like
totally.
It was just,
I had that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was like, that guy.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
I was
me too.
The worst.
I remember watching it and going, I kind of wish the whole thing could just be this.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like short stories in the world because the world's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the thing. I never even thought, I didn't like the world of the Matrix though. Mm. I liked the first one in the same way that I liked Dragon Ball Z at the time.
Oh.
Where in that I always thought it was cool when someone found an excuse to make people fight. You know what I mean? Like, they found a legitimate reason for people to be flying around.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
So
my friends were all into Dragon Ball Z. I was way more of a fan of just Dragon Ball, the one where he's a little kid.
I've never seen any of it.
I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
It's really funny. It's like real stupid.
Yeah.
It's still fighting stuff, but it's just kind of dumb and silly.
Yeah.
And then it's all of a sudden they're all like growing up. And
Speaking of balls, very, very tangentially.
Yeah.
Because before the podcast, before we started recording, we were talking about Rocket League.
Yes.
I don't want to go deep on this because I have been obsessed with this game for like, I don't know, 6 months now.
It's fucking
so
great.
So
I only have started playing it this week and it's
super cheap.
Amazing.
It's so good. It's one of those things where I have this attitude just constantly where you hear big raves about things where people who are into it are going, this is the best thing.
The Animatrix, man. You've got to see it.
But then you look at a clip of it and you go, yeah, it looks all right.
But then,
like, and it still takes me a while to get in because I'm like, unless the, like, because how can a clip of a game really, and but then as soon as you go in, it's like, oh, right, okay. Yeah. Yeah,
oh, especially, short, you feel like you're getting better every time you play.
Yes, exactly.
And it's the simplicity. Like I fully believe hype for simple things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, when something big hype and it's like a real complex thing, you're like, man, it's a kind of live up to the hype. But if it's just like, hey, you're in a car and you're playing football. Like,
that's
such a simple idea and the hype is so up.
Well, and the controls are so perfect.
It's so easy. And then you go in and you're like, okay, I get the mechanics, but I'm going to be shit.
Mm.
But then within your first game or two, even if you just fluke it, that first time you get the goal where you're like, right, I am in.
Just a great save coming from the other end of the pitch, going all the way down and
you know
getting
what
behind
my,
it.
My favorite move to try and do is when you start and you've got the front on position to the ball, just gun it and try and score a goal by just hooning it straight into the ball.
And it happens.
And the one out of like five times where you pull it off, oh man, you're like, I'm the fucking king of this game. It's so good.
That's my one complaint with it so far. And I think it might be me missing it, is that I don't know if you can save replays easily. I haven't seen anything to do
know.
That.
I haven't really.
Because that first game where it really started to click for me, I did like three or four things. Where I was like, oh fuck yeah, I'm Bruce Lee in a car, and he never played football. I'm George Best in a car. You can't drive, George. You're drunk.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Bruce Lee's a football player.
Yeah, man. Okay. Everyone can. That's the beauty of the game.
Hey, he could kick.
Accessible game. He could.
And having the ball cam thing is such a thing where you can see how it very easily would have been. There's a, for Ben, you can toggle.
I haven't played it yet.
You can toggle between just having the camera like locked behind your car, or you can have it focused on the ball.
Which
is still really easy to control, and it just like is a thing that so easily could have been overlooked and sort of made the mechanic not work and made it really tricky. Yeah. But having that there, it's just, man, it's so good. Fucking good. Mm. It's
you guys should start a pro team.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I'm really wanting to the whole, you know, the unlockable stuff is really cool.
Platforms, right?
It's all crossplay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's like the first thing to do it, right?
Yeah. Get in, start a team.
All right.
Get ready for PAX 2016.
Oh, I want to get Sweet Tooth.
Yeah. Unlock it all.
What have you got to do? You got to like. I think you've got to win a game with every car that's available
can
to you,
you
at the start.
Can you just like pay $2 for any of them as well?
No.
No. Okay.
There's DLC stuff. Oh, and that's what's out next week. The basketball thing.
Oh yeah, right. That
man, that's
awesome.
Going to be. I can't wait to see how that works.
Yeah, I have no idea how the mechanics. They'll have to make a more bouncy ball, presumably.
It's well, because the physics the are different, and there's the a air. Ramp. So yeah. There's nets.
Yeah.
And a big ramp at them that you have to fucking get. Yeah. Oh, man, it's going to be good.
Yeah, because that's kind of the thing sick. I've been finding the toughest is I've been overshooting, like doing the jumps and like always either kind of undershooting or overshooting a little bit.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Do you reckon
yeah.
they'll expand into other sports and they'll have like Rocket League just like gridiron and shit?
Hockey
and
would like, be great.
Hockey would be good.
Like having a like a just a flat ball that stays on the ground but, yeah. but moves mm. quicker.
Yeah. Mm. Synchronized swimming.
Racing.
Imagine. Boo, go.
But you're a basketball instead of a car.
Yeah.
What else? That's kind of, yeah, I gotta say I haven't really been really been playing. By the way, I tried to go back in on Far Cry Primal.
Yeah.
And the day one sheen is all gone. Yeah. I was like, yeah, those guys are right. This is not that great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you were real excited about
he
it.
He was loving it.
I was loving it.
You should pick up number 4. It's probably reasonably cheap.
Yeah. I might hawk Primal. Well,
3 is
and,
still good too.
Yeah, 3 is good.
Get 4. 4 is pretty cheap at the moment.
So many good games are coming out now that Comedy Festival is ending.
Yes.
So good. Dark Souls 3.
Yes. I've been playing that a little bit because I got the Japanese version on Xbox One.
Okay, I'm getting a very, very, very specific idea of what your apartment looks like.
Yeah, I've seen the Animatrix. Don't worry about that. No, because my brother told me that you could download it early.
Yeah.
And it's the same version. It's all in English.
Right.
So,
because
I don't understand Japanese.
Mm.
I don't know why.
Well, that's a bombshell.
Yeah.
So is there any Japanese?
Doesn't your brother
speak
Japanese?
You can make the text Japanese, but all of the
language
is Japanese and there's an English
monster gibberish as well.
It's a real language with real people, right? Don't
monster gibberish.
But you're right though, we've got it's like Ratchet and Clank, which I'm excited about, and then not long after that we've got Uncharted 4 and Star Fox on the Wii U, which I've talked a lot about being skeptical about it. Something switched in my brain the other day I went hype machine and I went, I mean, I'm ready for this to be great. Because I remembered there was a video up. I love those characters. Like, they're in the Lilac Wars where they're all talking to you and Slippy's a little fucking piece of shit. And Star Pig. Yeah,
Pitch.
I'm like, I'm ready. I'm ready for it to be great. Buying in.
Uncharted 4 is the one for me where I really fucking want to play. I want to sit down for like 2 days without doing anything else and play through all of that.
Well, I'm looking forward to No Man's Sky.
Okay, who cares?
You know what? I'll lend you my PS4.
What?
Because I should probably get it out of the house
for
a couple of days.
I'm going to use my brother's one.
Why didn't you get the PS4 out of the house?
Thanks, though, mate.
I have to catch up on a lot of uni work after, and so it would be a good thing for me to have it.
Yeah.
When you go to uni and they're like, hey, Tommy, you haven't done any of your assignments, can be like, I was making art, and like, because you're doing an art.
That's literally what I did. Yeah, so I'm really behind, and I...
Yeah, send them that picture of you with Barry Humphries. There's my extension request.
This is extremely personal stuff, but anyway, I just was like not keeping up.
Yeah.
And they said to us at orientation, like, hey, if you're freaking out, just reach out.
Yeah.
And so I did that, and they were like...
That was super cool.
They were like, they gave me an extension until the end of trimester for all
this stuff.
That's great. So it's great.
Fantastic.
So, it just means for the last couple of weeks, I've just been able to not have to worry about it, and then just play catch up for the next month, which is fine.
If this doesn't work out, you should get a job at the uni, because that's a pretty way to start a comedy room.
Well,
you know what?
It is that weird thing where when I first went in there, they were like,
all right, watermelon.
I sleep in a watermelon. I can't tell anybody how to live.
At the start of the whole thing, they were like, yeah, this is a really great place, da da da. And it's like, but like all the people that work there are all people who studied there. And it's like, is it this great if you just. It's really easy to get jobs after you leave here. It's like, sure, if you just want to stay here and organize people's timetables. Which you could have done without. Anyway, it's whatever.
Real personal.
Who cares?
Real personal.
Personal and really boring.
I was intrigued.
I'm yawning.
Man, I had to look up my ABN the other day because I had to invoice someone.
Jesus.
And I forgot my ABN.
Mm.
Oh, I thought that was just the caliber of story we were sharing.
Oh, he's roasting.
Yeah.
What is your ABN?
7-9.
Oh, you're a 7'9". I'm an 8'9".
I'm a 7'9".
Wait, what was the thing you said that Noxy said he didn't care about? Because I want to talk about that. Oh, No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
I actually do care about that.
Yeah. That looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm massively on the hype train.
There's been a couple
I'm shoveling coal into the hype train.
Got your little shirt off. You're sweating up a storm because it's so hot in there.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of longer videos of it showing up lately as well, which have been interesting to watch. Like, it looks like a real game.
So I'm sure listeners all know about it, but it's a randomly generated world with like billions of planets or whatever, and you just kind
we've
of
talked about it a fair amount.
We've done like 4 episodes. So
Number one thing to know about it: Luke McGregor, very very hyped about it. He wants to do it. Number two, do you have a plan for what's going to happen if you do run into someone? Are you just going to kill them or what?
I don't think so. No.
No. Show him your dong. What's going to happen?
I might show him a dong.
I might try and copy exactly what they do. And more can just sort of shadow them for as long as possible.
Make
until
them think
I guess
there's a glitch in
me.
The game or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's all power play for you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. I haven't really thought
about it. I suspect that I might go in thinking I'm going to just like say hello and keep going.
Right. Yeah. Because if it happens, it'll only happen like once, right?
Yeah.
It's so unlikely it'll happen.
Well, because I really
but
like
I would I'd be
games.
Tempted to just blow the shit out of them.
Well, did you ever play Journey?
Wait. Suck their dick? Suck their dick until they shit themselves.
I try to do that in every game I play.
If you're sucking the idea that
it's a porcelain wind chime.
The idea that if you suck someone's dick for long enough, that they're definitely going to shit themselves. I missed what you said, but
it's called a porcelain wind chime.
Oh, okay. I don't understand why everybody's on the floor.
Michael Hing has literally put his microphone down and taken his glasses off.
Fucked. Oh, my goodness.
You look really different without glasses on.
Oh, I've been doing a little bit of comedy without my glasses. It's not
really?
Important. You know, yeah.
Take them off again.
Oh.
Wait, you're Asian? Great.
You know what game I'm really excited about? Have you guys heard about Overwatch? Have you been playing about Overwatch?
Yeah.
Skeptical, are you?
It's not my sort of game.
You're not, you're not a shooting guy?
I'm not a big competitive team guy.
Yeah.
Did you play Team Fortress? Did you play?
I just get a little too overwhelmed early on because you're always dropped in with people who know exactly what the fuck they're doing.
This is a kind of a cool thing with... I'm not like getting
this
on
is the Blizzard one, right?
Yeah, yeah. StarCraft, Diablo, Warcraft, those games. They made a team shooter called Overwatch, and it is. I played the beta for I've maybe put I don't know 80 hours into it.
Right,
yep.
Real good. I'm really really enjoying it. But the cool thing about it is Blizzard will do matchmaking for it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And so they match you with people who are as shit as you
Actually, that's true.
So you can get on board.
I played a bit of Hearthstone, and that was always really fun because there's always people who know what
idiots
who are the same. Yeah. Idiots like me.
Yeah, real idiots. It's also going to be the first
7 of clubs.
Very good Hearthstone joke.
It's also a game they're going to be releasing on PlayStation as well, not just on PC, which is kind of cool and exciting for people to get on board.
Yeah, maybe. And like, it's not. I think I've always just been too. I think it's maybe even my own mental thing where I've been too nervous to get into something like Team Fortress, where I'm like, oh, I'm sure everyone's just going to fucking tell me I'm a dog who doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, well, that's why I got into Battlefield 3 a lot.
Yeah.
It's just because, like, you're anonymous. You know, it's random team death matches. You just keep trying until you improve.
Yeah, it's always stuff like
Team
that.
Team Fortress thing, it's...
Even if something's fun, it's always better when it's anonymous.
Because
it's
one of my classes the other day, they were showing us the characters on.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He was purposefully having a second conversation.
Yeah.
I wanted no part of it. I'll say that.
In our drawing class the other day, our teacher was showing us a bunch of the character designs of Team Fortress. And they looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because you need to be able to see what they are in a second well. You need to know exactly what type of character
it's
they are.
What is it, a shooter?
It's a shooter, but it's a team-based shooter. So you have
and a class-based.
It's like 9 different classes or something.
So it's like I might be playing the sniper or the heavy or the medic or whatever. And you've got to have different combinations.
And they have very specific roles, so you have to know how to react to each of them by looking at them for a moment.
And it's on PC?
Yeah, it's PC. Okay. Real good.
I think it was on
Steam, maybe.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it came out in the with the orange box.
Yeah,
right?
It came out years
but it's
ago.
Just one of those things where the skill bar is so high with most
at this
people.
Point,
it's like with Dota and all those sort of games where I'm never going
to
be able to get into them because I've just missed the boat.
But there's not like ranking systems. Like they're not
not with Team Fortress.
Okay. They've just added competitive matchmaking. So a lot of the good players are going to go to that. So you can just kind of fuck around.
That's cool.
Noxy, when you're playing a game and you're worried that people are going to call you a fucking dog or whatever,
yeah.
like I find that very hard to marry with the way you live the rest of your life, where you seem completely unfazed by people calling you a dog.
Well, like, yeah, that's true. But it's I guess I feel guilty fucking it up for someone else.
Like letting go.
You see, like my watermelon bed, that's just my problem. You know what I mean? But if I went around to your house and set up your bed like a watermelon and went like, "Hey, Hing, you're sleeping in a watermelon now. Good luck."
Yeah, and it could pay off, or you could lose a friend.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to be responsible for your life fucking up. So I think that's why,
especially if the watermelon is the instigator. Yeah.
Well, that's why I prefer, like, if I'm going to play some multiplayer, I prefer something like Quake or whatever, where it's just a death
personal
match.
Responsibility.
Yeah. I still remember when it all started to go wrong. The day Adam Knox came over and changed my sheets to look like a watermelon. We should run a competition on this.
Okay.
I don't know what it could be, but the prize is Knox comes round to your house.
Oh, that's the prize. Oh, I thought it was going to be part of the competition.
And you don't even see him. You just leave your keys out when you're at work. Knox comes round, changes all your linen.
Yep.
I'm not doing that. I can't be bothered doing that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, what do you say we start to think about putting a pin in this bad boy, unless we got any other game stuff to talk about? What have you been playing lately? Because you bought your PS4
down
here. I bought
PS4 down here. We ran a big FIFA tournament.
That's right.
Comedians. It was real fun. We did it last year as well, and we did it this year. We had like maybe 20 people enter this year or something like that.
Daniel Sloss took out victory. And was very funny in his very ungracious.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just like, "I'm the best at everything." Oh, it's so good. But what was also funny about it is Cody, and I don't know if this is just hype talk or like was actually a thing he did. He said he was going to, if Sloss won, he was going to call, because we all put in like $20 or something to win and took the pot. Cody said if Sloss won, he was going to call like border security and be like, "This man's earning money that's not related to his visa. Fucking get out of here." Which is the primo stitch up.
There's a video of that that people can watch, right?
Yeah, stupid old studios, Melbourne based, you know, production company. They lent us their warehouse. We did set up all the PlayStations there. We've got the big screen. Oh, so good.
Yeah. It was really interesting. Well, and I want to do that next year, but we were busy that day or something.
Yeah, it was a great thing.
We were still working on our show, I think.
Yeah, getting the invite like before the festival and going, "Yeah, once the show starts, you just got your days completely free," and then getting to the day
"It's a Monday. I'm full of burgers. Yeah. Move."
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Was there news stuff that you wanted to talk about, Ben? Did you mention something?
Not only if we didn't have anything else to talk about, but we talked about
Gollier for 17
minutes.
Yeah.
I think we filled the time just perfectly.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think there's much. I mean, there was that Rust thing, but
that's just another fucking bunch of idiot Gamergate cunts not being good people.
So the story is that in the game Rust, your race and your gender are kind of randomly assigned to you and you can't choose it, right?
Not always, though.
Like in real life.
Well, that's the thing. That's the entire thing, is that the creators of the game, I think it's always, race has always been randomly assigned according to like your Steam ID. It's just like a number thing.
Yeah.
They introduced gender being randomly assigned and a whole bunch of guys were like, "This isn't fair. And why is everyone giving me like rape threats? I can't live with this." And it, like, it's just like, guys, like
whole,
fucking,
this is the whole thing with like, with
you're all weird idiots.
With video, you know, with, like whenever like a video game is released with like a female protagonist, or whatever, all these fucking neckbeards go, they're like, "I can't relate to that."
Like with Star Wars as well.
You just spend 100 hours playing as a goblin in World of Warcraft. Yeah. Like, how is this like and less fucking?
And how
relatable
do you think female gamers have felt for like 30 years?
Yes. But also, like, how do you find it more relatable to be like an actual physical troll than you would be to be a woman? Like, why do you find that more relatable?
Troll's got a green dick. Okay, I understand that one. Yeah, that Star Wars trailer, a lot of people went like, "Oh, another female lead. First episode 7, and now the Rogue One, it's another female lead. Guess I don't like Star Wars anymore." That's fuck off, you don't like Star
First
Wars
First one, and now a second one.
Two. Oh, my God.
Where will it end?
Movies.
Three.
Yeah.
Idiots. Fucking
did
idiots.
You see in that Rogue One trailer, there's there's a very quick shot of like, I'm sure there's a lot of internet talk about this, but I haven't really seen it, but there's a very quick shot of, in a world where like lightsabers exist, there's also a samurai who's just using a sword.
Yes, yeah.
That seems very exciting to me.
So, did you play KOTOR?
They were real
so
they, in that.
They got the vibro blades.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I got a couple of vibro blades under my watermelon back home, if you know what I mean.
What are you using them
what
for?
Do you mean? Yeah,
I use them in my butt for sexual pleasure.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah, both at once.
Yeah, so like, And of course, like, they cut out all the, you know, the extended universe stuff.
Yeah. No longer like canon.
They're dipping into, you know, some of the other stuff.
But that'd be crazy not to take ideas from it.
Totally.
And I'm glad that some of that shit's gone. It sounded crazy.
Yeah.
Some of that. I think we've talked about this before, maybe, but, like, there was a X-Wing pilot who was a horse. Do you remember? Did we talk about that? Oh, there was an X-Wing pilot.
I think I would remember talking about something like that.
And I read like a list of crazy extended universe stuff.
Surely that would have come
once.
Up when we talked about Star Fox.
Yeah. Yeah, there was Star Horse.
Mr. Ed Star episode Horse. That we did that would have gotten the mention.
I think it's Chewbacca dies in the extended, in the old thing.
Yeah.
Because a moon crashes into him. There's like, I don't know, Han Solo went to Gollier in the extended universe.
Yeah. No, it looks cool, and I don't know about you guys. I liked that Godzilla movie that the guy did, the director did.
Oh, was that the one with Bryan Cranston?
Yeah.
I liked that movie as well.
He's the director of that. He's doing Rogue One. And the movie Monsters did.
One of those fucking Imperial walkers going to go through Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, are you guys going to go see I know we're trying to wrap this up, but are you guys going to go see the World of Warcraft film? Are you
Nah, man, that looks fucking terrible.
It looks terrible.
I'm so excited about this
really?
Film.
Really? It looks like garbage. That little baby orc they have was one of the dumbest looking things I've ever seen. Man. And I've seen my own watermelon bed.
So who's that director? Is that Duncan Jones or is it
like Dunkin' Donuts? Turn off the podcast.
You just pointed vaguely at all the equipment that's sitting over here.
Just tip up some water over that. Yeah. I think
Duncan Jones
terrible.
Isn't the guy that did Moon and what?
Yeah. Oh, David Bowie's kid.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Oh, okay. More like Duncan Jones then.
Yeah.
More light.
Totally.
But I like him as a director, but I think that looks real bad.
Were you a World of Warcraft nerd? Any of you guys?
No. Really. I was a Warcraft 1, 2, 3 fan.
I played World of Warcraft for a bit. It's fine.
Great energy there.
Yeah. Well, thanks for contributing. That's what it's given me. I just could not care less about the dumb story in those games as well.
Yeah. You don't care about Azeroth?
Yeah.
I think
the Golden De Bombot, like the dumb names they have for stuff. The Grembos of Riskond.
They're orcs. What do you think they're going to have names like?
Call it Chadston or whatever.
What? Yeah. Chadston?
I'm going to go to Chadston. Buy my orc. Shit.
Daslo is rubbing his eyes in fury while Nazi's trying
crashing,
to chat to the orcs.
We all had a burrito for lunch before we started this, and then I backed it up with a coffee, and it's all.
I feel great.
Coming up.
Yeah.
I feel sleepy.
My voice is starting
to go.
I just
put my burrito
in
my pocket at the end of it, and so I've got some of it saved for later.
No comment.
Anyway, turn off the podcast.
I think we maybe should end it where you said turn off the podcast before.
Guys, I think we do. We should. We've talked a lot of shit on this episode.
It's been fun. Yeah.
It's been really
episode.
Fun. Michael Hing, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. I always enjoy coming and talking to three very fine games journalists.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Good Game Live. At Sydney. The Sydney Town Hall.
Or, fuck that. That's going to sell out anyway. Come see my comedy festival show.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
It'll only be, do you finish on Sunday?
I finish on Sunday in Melbourne, but then I'm doing Sydney as well. If you've got any listeners up there, come see that. It's at the Factory Theatre, the 10th to the 15th of May. It's called The Unbearable Whiteness of Being. It's a multi-banner comedy show.
Yeah. And by the time we get this up, there are just a couple of chances to see all our shows. Chimp Cop, 10:15 p.m. at the Imperial Hotel.
Yeah,
yep.
Friday and Saturday night.
Yep. Yep. And me, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 8:45 at the Grand Mercure Hotel.
Yep.
All very good shows.
Yes, I've said it.
All very good boys.
Yes.
Thanks very much for listening, guys. And of course, as we say here every week at Filthy Casuals.
Hey, man, one of them Donkey Kong boys.
What?
I'm still trying to think of one. It doesn't matter.
Turn off the podcast.
Hing, do you want to have a... Hing, you have a go. As we say here every week at the end of Filthy Casuals...
Now this is podcasting.
There we go.
That was professionally done.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.